From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Michael Bowman has a story that U.S. lawmakers of both parties welcome new sanctions on Russian entities and individuals involved in cyber attacks against the United States.
Thursday saw a rarity on Capitol Hill, bipartisan applause for an action taken by the Trump administration. Republican Senator Tom Tillis told VOA the new sanctions put much-needed pressure on Russia.
We've got to figure out some way to curtail their malign activities, whether it's cyber or otherwise.
Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy suggested the sanctions are a welcome break from the Trump White House turning a blind eye to Russian meddling.
Even though it's not much, even a little bit's better than nothing.
In a statement, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said, quote, targeted sanctions are part of a broader effort to address the ongoing nefarious attacks emanating from Russia. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday that members of the military alliance stood in solidarity with Britain over the poisoning of a Russian double agent in Salisbury.
All allies agree that the attack was a clear breach of international norms and agreements. This is unacceptable. It has no place in a civilized world.
The alliance chief called on Russia to answer questions from British investigators, but said there has been no request by London to activate the alliance's mutual defense clause, nor any request for help in the British investigation. Moscow denies it was involved in the incident. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News.